So, I have the delight, because my battery went out, to be in the back there. And I just, just the peace that everyone's feeling from that song and the thought of just being able to release and let go and just allow yourselves to float into the mystery. It's one of my favorite songs, and it's one of those things that we're, when we're here together as a community, we can grab a hold of. Yeah, float into the mystery, release any issues, and just float until we get to work on Monday. Or until we have a difficult situation come up. And we go into the questions of, why is this happening to me? What is this reasoning? And by the way, why is this happening to me? What is the purpose of life? What is the purpose of my life? Why does the earth really spin? How does the universe really move forward? Is it stagnant or is it really expanding and growing? I mean, as humans, we are constantly asking ourselves the question. And I will start out by saying, thank God there's some people who are out there who are delving in. This isn't a talk about, let us not have scientists, let us not have people who research these things and dig into some stuff. But there are times when it needs to be just all right that the mystery is just the mystery, and we have to be all right with that. We're not going to know. Because that's the only time we can really find peace in our lives. It's just releasing and letting go the expectation that we have to know it all. And we're in a world right now where it has to be quick. I am old enough to remember when there used to be actual articles in newspapers that were deep delving versus these snippets of quickness. And that's what we're in, is give me my information, give it to me now, and you better be a professional who can tell me what I need to know. That is the world that we're in. We are not very forgiving of anything unknown or unseen. We have to, and I keep saying this, you think I was born and raised there, but I was in Missouri enough to adapt the philosophy, the show me. And I think Missouri is, and their motto is, humans, show me anything I want to know, show me, prove it, and then I will believe it. Well, there is a beauty and a sacredness in not understanding or not knowing the mysteries of life, the mysteries of God, the mysteries of you. There's something really sacred that we continue to miss out on because we gotta know, we gotta move, we gotta do. And it used to be in some of the societies, like Asian societies, and even indigenous societies now, are losing that sacredness of taking it slow and letting God just be God. Letting the mysteries just be the mysteries and just enjoying what is and not having to figure it out. And within those cultures, there is actually a loving of the mysteries that is God, that is of this world, and that lives within us. And so that's why we're ending this series on how do I actually embrace mysteries? The mysteries of God, the mystery of the universe. How do I embrace it? How do I fall in love with these mysteries? Well, it's beautiful in that, because I hate to say it as a minister, I did not read the Daily Word this week. So it was wonderful to see that the Daily Word was the main antidote, the main prescription for being able to embrace the mystery in life. And that is, let God be God. And that is really the first and main thing, because when you think about God, that unseen, that unchangeable entity. I mean, I know that we have a multitude of artist renditions of what God looks like. We have our own concepts, but the reality is we don't know what God looks like. In actuality, we don't really know what God is, except that we can pretty much figure out that God is an energy. It's the common denominator of all of life. And in unity, we will add the characteristics that this common denominator of all of life is good. It's not like that Orthodox or traditional Christianity that we all grew up, or most of us grew up with. Not even the Judaism that some of us grew up with. It isn't a forsaking God that is going to smack us upside our head if we do anything wrong. It's not authoritative at all. Here in unity, the one thing, the characteristics that we have is that God is all-knowing, all-powerful, everywhere present, and that these entities that most religions try to hoard over you isn't a mean God. It's a loving God. And beyond that, we also teach that you and all of you over here are the face of God. But we do that only because I think truth, God is everywhere present. And as humans, we need to figure out how can we talk to, how can we figure out this unknown, unseeable thing. But the reality is the pure essence of God, yes, is manifested as us. But the reality of God is that it is a common denominator. It is an energy. It is something that is not a he or a she. It's not a it. It's not anything, and it's everything. And how hard is it for us to wrap our heads around it's nothing and all? It's not a concept. It's a mystery. It's an unseen, unknowable mystery that our lives would be tremendously better if we fall in love with the pure aspect that it is a mystery that we don't need to figure out. So the first component of trying to embrace and love this aspect is knowing that God is God, unseeable, unable to be what our concepts are. God isn't going to be put in the box that we try to put God in. God isn't meant to fit our box. Because if God fit our box, and you really think about it, what are our perceptions? They're so limited. And I think a lot of us, we have gurus, we have teachers, we have spiritual people who have a more expansive view, a more expansive consciousness. And even that's too limiting for God. God can't be honed down. And that's a blessing. God cannot be controlled. And that's a big one for all of us humans. Because we continue to try to control God. We continue to have God be what God we want God to be. We continue to try to beseech God, beg God, trick God. But part of embracing is that it's all right to allow God to be God and that we are not going to understand God at all times. And that is all right. It's a wonderful component to just know that we can live our life free and accept the beautiful mysteries of God. We also need to make sure that we stay here in the present moment. Even though we can all say and we all sing, and it is the truth of us, that we are the presence of God internally, we need to focus in on the God that we are in this present moment. We need to stop comparing ourselves to each other. We need to stop focusing in on, wow, why does this person have that and I don't have? Or why do I have this and that person doesn't have? Why do bad things happen to good people? Why do great things happen to bad people? The reality is we don't know. Accepting the fact that we don't know and having it be all right that we don't know is another way to embrace. It's a simple concept. And it's one that I think ruffles all of our feathers, if we have feathers. Yeah, it has our hair stand up on edge. Say that again.
It raises our hackles.
Thank you, Maureen. I'm not quite sure what hackles are, but I think they're back here somewhere. Yes. But we have to just understand the simple phrase, anytime the mystery is there, is, I don't know. and be all right with the, you know what, I don't know. I don't know why some people that I really don't like have great things happening to me. And you know what, at this present moment, I'm all right with not fully knowing why things are happening to me right now. The beauty of this is that once we adapt the I don't know, we come here into this present moment. Once we adapt to not looking outwards and comparing like, well, this person had their healing, how come I don't? Or I had this healing, and how come they don't? We stop looking outside of ourselves, looking to another direction, and we focus in here, in this present moment of, I don't have the answers, actually does something different to us. It puts us back into ourselves so that it opens us up to hear any of the answers that are supposed to come. Another thing to embrace is that the answers come when they're supposed to come, not when we want them to come. I can hear by the laughter, I agree. I've had my impatience.
I don't like it.
Yeah. Someone up here in the front was very blunt about it. I don't like it. I don't think most of us really like it. But we learn that at some point in time, if we're supposed to have the answers will come. And the answers will come at the right time, in the right way, at the right moment. And the right time, the right way, and in the right moment can only happen if you're fully aware right here, right now. If your mind isn't triggering and figuring out something that isn't any of your business. It isn't any of my business what's happening to the person over there. The only business that I have is with me and my life and living it right and listening for God's will of good to move me forward in the right direction. And I'm with you. There are times when I want the answer and it doesn't come. I've told you the story about before I came here. Even though I worked in a fabulous place called Silent Unity, I didn't want to work there anymore. I felt tethered to the phone. For 4 years, I prayed, I processed, and no movement. None. Any forced movement I gave it, I came back to that same fork in the road where I was just told to just be there. I wasn't ready for it. You weren't ready for me. Because it was obvious when I got the sign, the thing that said, come to this church, it was me. There's a reason why we get the answers when we're supposed to. No other church was meant for me. And I don't think anyone else was meant for this church at that time. And it took it 4 years for me to just wait patiently. 4 years for me to get answers to prepare for this. 4 beautiful years that if I were just stuck in the old wise me, oh, woe's me. And I did for a second. I was like, I am so tired of being stuck behind a phone with these rules, and I feel tethered, I feel choked. Get me out of here, God. Hello, God, did you see me getting choked and tethered? But once I figured out that it was myself choking and tethering me, and I just breathed. And I found myself in the present moment. I heard, all right, so you're here. You're getting a lot of answers, but it's not the answers that you want. Listen to what is coming to you and appreciate that. Be in this present moment. Don't compare yourself. Open yourself up to what God is giving you right now because it's brilliant pearls that you are missing. Because you want it your way. That is how I talked to myself. And beloveds, once I realized that there was no way to control God, and God wasn't showing up the way I wanted it to, and once I saw another component of embracing the mystery, once I realized the awe of God and just allowed myself to look at the awe of the answers that were coming forth. They were answers of questions that I asked long ago. They were answers to questions I didn't even ask yet, but they were great answers. And all of a sudden, now that I found myself untethered, not choking myself, I can see the beauty, the awe. You know, in the Bible it says the fear of God. And it's a different type of fear. It isn't quaking at your knees under the table, under the pews, waiting for God to strike you down. We don't play that here in Unity. Because again, what do we think of God? Loving, yes. We don't think it, we know it. But the awe of God, being in awe of everything, the beauty of each and every person, being right here right now, the beauty of a conversation that you're having, being here right now, the beauty of the flower, the beauty of your car, the beauty of just life and living, and seeing that it's a beautiful mystery. Sometimes the beautiful mystery is confusing. You're having a conversation, you're going, I have no clue what's going on in this person's head. But being in awe of how their brain is working, whether it's working to your liking or not, and loving, enjoying all the facets of God in every way in this present moment allows you and opens each and everyone up to hearing answers, to knowing more truths about more life. And beloveds, let me tell you this, that the more you learn, the more, and I've said this before, the more you realize how much you don't know and how much you will not know. That is one of the beauties of Buddhism for me, is that the more I found out that I was delving into stories, delving into this, delving into anything other than what's happening in this present moment, everything was skewed. But once I let that go and realized, you know what? I have no clue what's going on in life, and that's all right. The more life was opened up to me, the more that I was able to hear the answers, the more I was able to see the beauty of God. And because I could see the beauty of God, I could see the beauty of God in every person and in every situation. Then all of a sudden, the mystery no longer was bad. The mystery can be confusing, but you think, how wonderful in this confusion, in this chaos. Wow, this world really interacts this way. And all I need to do is flow, listen, and flow in the direction that I'm being called to, no matter where it's taking me. Just having trust that God is good, loving, all-powerful, and that this all-powerful, all-creative, all-knowing source is guiding you to a place that is heavenly. Now, I must say that sometimes, because we're in a desert, we have to go through a desert to get to heaven. Sometimes our experiences seem like, God, do you hear me? I feel like I'm in more heat. I feel like I'm in more hell. Just continue walking. Just continue moving forward the way God wants you to, because God will get you out in the safest way possible. Because, beloveds, no shame, no blame, but more than likely, God didn't put us in the hell, we did. Because we didn't allow ourselves to move freely, and sometimes, most of the time, all the time, this is the way we grow. This is the way we choose to evolve. And the more we go through those lessons and go, oh, poor me, oh, why me, and then we go through the, this is why. And then the more we trust and have faith that no matter what the mysteries are good for us, the more things that, more reasons why we will be awakened, to be enlightened, and to move forward. And then all of a sudden, you know what? You will embrace the mysteries in life. You will embrace the mysteries of God. Because you'll know it's good. And then it becomes fun. Yes, trust me, it does become fun. Because all of a sudden it's like, God, what are you doing? I don't know what you're doing, but it's going to be good. And I can't wait to see it. Which is a difference than, God, what are you doing? Oh my God, where am I going? I think most of us have gone through that. You want to make God the way you want God to be. It's like, God, I want a pretty little picture with the pretty little person and the pretty little house just like this right here, right now. And the reality is God probably has something greater than our limited perceptions. And we find out that once we allow ourselves to flow, expect the goodness of God, have faith in that goodness of God, and trust the mystery of wherever we're going, life becomes wonderful. Yes, it has its ebbs and flows. It's like a roller coaster ride sometimes, but those can be fun if you like roller coasters. And I do. Gretchen's over there like, you can cut it right now. Another example. Put in whatever example that you want for the ebbs and flows. But you find that those ebbs, those coming back, a lot of times are necessary to move forward, and sometimes it's moving forward in another direction. It's all a mystery. So long as you just accept that mystery, embrace that mystery, in the present moment, you will be all right. You'll be more than all right. You will be fabulous. And you will see that anything that used to seem troublesome, to get on your nerves, it no longer does. And isn't that why we really want to come to church, why we want better things in life, why we look at self-help books, is so that these things that cause us angst no longer cause us angst? The easy solution is just let it go and let it God be God. And so with that, let us just remember that as we're doing this, there's a fabulous prayer. Prayer is always the answer. And there's one that I found that is just a simple breathing exercise. And it's when you breathe in, just say, oh, mystery. And as you exhale, say, alive in me. Why don't we do that for a second? If that feels right to you, I invite you just to close your eyes. And at your own pace, just breathe in, oh, mystery. And then breathe out, alive in me. And see how that feels to invite mystery to be alive in you. Just continue to welcome the mystery to live within you. Sneeze it out. And so anytime the mystery gets to you, allow yourself to just embrace that mystery. Let it live within you, because the truth is, the mystery already lives within you. If God is everywhere present, God is in its totality is within you. Also allow yourself to be the mystery. Of course, in a good way, not in a trite way. Because you are the mystery, allowing yourselves to be reborn anew each and every moment of each and every day. And it's all right if you don't know where that is going or taking you. Just be free and let it flow completely, trusting and loving the mystery that God is, and embracing and loving the mystery that then you are as well. And so with that, let us introduce ourselves to this week's affirmation. And in this affirmation, you're just inviting, continuing to invite that mystery, saying, I am ready to encounter opportunities I never thought were possible. Those opportunities, those mysteries, opening yourself up to opportunities that you could not even fathom. Because before this present moment, they were unknown to you, but because you are open and available, they are present and in your scope. This week's affirmation: I am ready to encounter opportunities I never thought were possible. Breathe that in. Let's say that one more time. I am ready to encounter opportunities I never thought were possible. Beloveds, you are worthy and deserving of greatness. Allow it to flow within you continuously. God bless you. Have a great week.